بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسيزت أشعار تعريف بالله حضرت أقدس حضرت معنا شاحك محمد أقدس نور الله مرقده. The title is مرشد سيدر خاص دعاء. ساقيا جامع الفتح بلادي ساقيا جامع الفتح بلادي میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے ساقیا جامع الفتح پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ہو تقاضا کا ہو تقاضا اجر معصیت کا ہونا مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہونا مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ساقیا جامع الفتح پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنے آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے ساقیا جامع الفتح پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے جذبہ سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذبہ سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے اپنے اختنا کو رکوانا کرنا اپنے اختنا کو رکوانا کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے ساقیاں جام الخط پیلا دے ساقیاں جام الخط پیلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. اما بعد, this beautiful dua of our honorable illustrious Dala Sheikh, who teaches us that how to gain this object and purpose of life, for what Allah Ta'ala has created us, and that is not just to pass our life, but to get the greatest ni'mat, and that is the gift of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And how to attain this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala Himself has taught us. This is such a great, valuable gift which all our efforts in the world cannot attain. But Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy. Allah Ta'ala has taught us and commanded us actually, because it is so necessary and important. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. That, O people, recognize Allah, bring iman, accept and realize Allah has given us life. Now when you realize this, then give your life only to Allah. And how to do this? Ittaqullah, inculcate this true great love of Allah. That is, a person has such fear of Allah in his love that I don't disobey Allah. And this is an effort a person has to make the life. But in order for this effort to be very easy, Allah Ta'ala has given us the prescription and made it easy for us. Allah said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be with the true, righteous, pious servants of Allah. Those who have got the ma'rifat, the azmat, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in their heart, the recognition of Allah, Allah's greatness, Allah's love is in their heart. You just be with them, with the sincere intention that you also want that true love of Allah Ta'ala to penetrate your heart. Then, and connect yourself to one of these lovers of Allah Ta'ala, and then together with that, one is to make an effort, but with all our effort, we can't attain anything in this world, whether it's material, whether it's spiritual also. So the most important thing Hazrat is teaching us, that we have to always put our trust only and solely upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is teaching us, on the one hand, make the effort of being in the company of the friends of Allah. In other words, make shukr Allah has brought us here, in this time and age, such a great, illustrious Shaykh and guide Allah has granted us. And so we have to come here with the correct intention, but together with that, we have to beg Allah Ta'ala and beg our Shaykh to make du'as for us. That is the most important thing, and then together the appropriate effort. So Hazrat is teaching us how to beg from your Shaykh that Saqiya Jami Ulfat Pilade. Meri islah ki bhi dua de, that the one who is giving that beautiful drink of the wine of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is real wine, not the artificial wine of this world which makes you intoxicated and makes you forget who you are. You forget your own honor, you mess your own pants, you don't know who's around you whatsoever, you lose your senses. The real wine is the wine of the love of Allah. And that you won't get in the taverns here, that is you'll get in the houses of Allah Rabbul Izzat, where you will come in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat, by the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They will introduce us to Allah Ta'ala as Hazrat teaches us in front. So when we come to these majalis, we should beg and ask our mashayikh that, oh my Shaykh, please Give me that drink. Give me those goblets of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, it's not that I just come to the majlis and I feel I have done my duty or I've come. But what is the object and purpose? Meri islah ki bhi dua de. Said, oh Allah, oh my Shaykh, please beg Allah ta'ala for me on my behalf that Allah makes my islah also. And that is the real object and purpose of our life, of every effort of deen, that our islah takes place. That we correct our life and get connected to Allah. The heart has to be purified so that Allah ta'ala enters that heart. And that, and when you make this effort now, then beg, Mere Mawla se mujhko mila de, aur gunao ke ko mujhse chura de. Now teach me how to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, when we come here, we should listen attentively. We should beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah puts it in our heart, that we preserve it correctly. We understand it properly. We act upon it and pass it throughout the world. So we beg and make dua, ask our Shaykh to make dua for us also. And thus we are taught how to make dua for ourselves also. That, oh Allah, you have brought me to the majlis. Now join me to you. Make me yours. You become mine. And how will we become Allah Rabbul Izzat? That main obstacle that blocks us from Allah Ta'ala, gunao ko mujhse chura de. That put such, give me such medicine and put, give me that strong taste of the love of the wine of Allah Rabbul, the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that now I just, that guna just disappears from my life. All types of sins, you give me that courage that I just leave all types of sins. In other words, a Shaykh makes an effort on a person that now what you taught, I can't leave my sport. I have to follow the sport. I can't control my gazes. Me, I have to look at the woman in the street. And Shaitan will just fool you. Look one time, you make Tawbah. But the more you look, the more your heart becomes harder. And the more you want to see, and you get nothing in any case. So here we come to learn how to leave out this terrible action that will block us from getting close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And not only that we leave sin, Allahu Akbar. Nazar teaches us, when you come here with the correct intention, and you take the medicine, and you beg for du'as also, then guna chorna asan nahi hoga, mazidar hoga. That to leave out sin won't be just easy, will be enjoyable. And that is what Hazrat is teaching us here. Further, beg for these du'as also and make this du'a also. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. That, oh my Shaykh, give me such a strong spiritual medicine. And Allahu Akbar, in our time, weak people like myself, the medicine is so easy. That we have to be punctual at our zikr of Allah Ta'ala, which is only 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. But that also I see how negligent I am. My tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, punctuality with my salah, etc. So, oh my Shaykh, give me such a medicine for my soul. And today we are all worried of medicine of the body. But the real medicine is the medicine of the soul. That we are not even thinking that I have come here to take my spiritual medicine. When I'm making my zikr, that is my spiritual medicine. So give me such a medicine that it becomes so strong in my heart that mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se. That now not only I leave out sin, I have hatred for sin. And I taunt myself also. How could I be involved in the sin of watching sports, of just following the sports, etc.? The filthy politics of today, etc., all that we want to worry about. Now a person hates himself, so to say, for all that. And that is what Allah Ta'ala loves. That is real tawbah, when you feel regretful and ashamed. How did I pass my life like that? And then Hazrat explains that obviously we are insan, we are human beings. It's not that now you will have hatred for sin and the demand of sin, your nafs will still not play havoc in your life. It will still pull you towards sin now and then. And Shaitan will work behind you all the time. So Hazrat is teaching us further that beg your Shaykh and beg Allah Ta'ala, ho takaza agar maasiyat ka, hu na maghloob, himmat khuda de. That, oh Allah, through the barakat of this majalis, of the treatment of my Shaykh, that, oh Allah, give me such courage and such strength that if guna, the demand of sin comes in my life, and I get the inclination towards looking at something haram or going towards anything haram, then no, don't let me be overpowered by that. Let me able to use my courage and strength. Let me run away from that. And that is what Allah Ta'ala teaches us. Safirru ilallah. Our work is to run towards Allah Ta'ala. Don't say, what can I do? I had to go to the bank, so I had to look at the teller. No, keep your gazes down and make istighfar. And then beg Allah Ta'ala. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was caught up in such a situation. All doors were locked. And he didn't say, what could I do? What he could do, run towards the door, he ran. Allah opened all the doors, all the locks. So that is what, if the demand of sun will still keep on coming in different ways according to your level. Sometimes it will come now of show and pride. Allah save me, all of us. So Allah, don't let us be overpowered by that. You give us such courage. And like Hazrat says, today we all say, Hazrat, give me a ta'weez that I want to stay away from sin. Hazrat is teaching us the real ta'weez is your courage. Allah has given us courage, so use your courage. You use the same courage to commit sin, use the same courage not to commit sin. Allah give me all of us tawfiq. And Hazrat teaches us now, when you start getting this love of Allah Ta'ala, then get up middle of the night. Build your connection with Allah Ta'ala. In other words, get up for tahajjud also. Then you'll start becoming complete and perfect in your love of Allah. And when you get up that time of the night, how, what you should beg from Allah? Apni aah sahar mein yeh kehna, ae khuda apni kamil rada de. At the time of tahajjud, take the deep sighs of regret of your past life and beg Allah, oh Allah, give me your complete perfect love, your complete perfect happiness. And that is the greatest thing. Wa ridwanu min Allahi akbar. The happiness of Allah Ta'ala. And then beg Allah Ta'ala, chain ki neen mujhko sula de, khabe ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. Wake me up from all this unmindful state of life and all a dream world, that all the time thing, dreaming of the future, etc. As Hazrat says, we have to do what we have to do now. Do our work of staying away from sin, our zikr, and beg Allah Ta'ala, when the time comes for me to leave the world, let me have a peaceful sleep. That is the time that we have to rest in the qabr. Here we have to see that we are alert, not to fall into a state of unmindfulness. And the easy way to get connected to Allah, this is all the effort. Beg Allah Ta'ala for the easiest way, the magnet of Allah. Jaz se mujhko ae mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bana de. That, oh Allah, what your jaz, that spiritual pull that you pull your any servant you want to. Oh Allah, please, we desire. Allah says, Allah yajtabi may yasha. Allah pulls who He desires. So our Dada Shaykh taught us that we beg Allah through the wasta of this ayat, make me amongst those who you desire and pull me to you, and make me amongst the people who have got taqwa. And then Hazrat teaches us what all that, when you think you got the love of Allah, never feel satisfied and complacent. No, always be worried of the day of Qiyamah. Apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna, uske uyu aibo ko ya Rab chupa de. Say, oh Allah, please, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, don't disgrace me. How you cover my faults in this world, cover my faults tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah also. And Allah is very kind and merciful. We should be begging Allah Ta'ala all the time. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. During the chapter on sadaqah, different forms of sadaqah, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides zakat, person should take out some wealth and utilize it to prepare for his akhirat. The last time we did, when Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu's mother passed away, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which sadaqah is the best which I can give for my mother? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, water. So he arranged for a well to be dug for the use of people, and all the sawab must go to his mother. This is a very great form of sadaqah, water. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala will bestow the green luxurious garment of Jannah to the one who clothed a Muslim who had no clothes. Allah Ta'ala will give of the fruits of Jannah to the one who fed a hungry Muslim. And Allah Ta'ala will award the finest and pure drink of Jannah to the one who gave a thirsty Muslim something to drink. So at least we should try to always, but at least once in our life, make sure we give a pair of clothes to somebody, some food to somebody, and some drink to somebody. And we should do it continuously, like it was perfect. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are seven things, the thawab of which continuously accrues to a person after death. Dini knowledge which was taught to anyone. A canal dug, that is some form of irrigation. A well dug. A tree planted from which people or animals derive benefit. A masjid built. A copy of the Qur'an Kareem left for someone to recite. And children who will make dua for forgiveness of their deceased parents. A narration in Ibn Majah mentions sadaqah, musafir khana, a place where travelers stop over instead of a well. And a tree is mentioned in the above hadith. So even if you plant a tree also, or you make a musafir khana, a place in the past era they used to have this musafir khana where people would rest when going on a certain journey, etc. We don't have it nowadays, but any place, in our homes also we've got a musafir khana, a place where for mihman, you let them come and stay there for free of charge, no charge. It's a very great ibadat also. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrates that on one occasion, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed some wealth amongst the people, Sa'd radiallahu anhu requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give to a certain person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, at times a gift to a man, while another to whom no gift is made is more beloved to me. I love one person more, but I give another person a gift. But I give the man who I do not love as much, for fear of him not remaining firm on the deen if not given. Allah Ta'ala will therefore trust this person onto his face into Jahannam. Muslim. This hadith establishes the significance of assisting rebirth. Initially the iman is not grounded and they are unable to undergo much difficulty. The danger exists of them reneging from Islam, becoming murtad, if they experience much difficulty after having embraced Islam. To aid them by means of wealth until the iman becomes strong is meritorious. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take oath by that being who sent me with the true deen. Allah Ta'ala will not punish on the day of Qiyamah the one who had mercy on the orphan, who spoke tenderly with the orphan, who took pity on the orphan. Allah will not punish on the day of Qiyamah the one who had mercy on the orphan, who spoke tenderly with the orphan, who took pity on the orphan. This hadith establishes the great significance of aiding orphanages. All narrations of the Qur'an and hadith enumerated in this section illustrate the tremendous importance and significance which the deen places on service to creation. The narrations mention many individual acts of service which are beneficial to others as well as to those who render them. One more ayat and one more hadith which embraces all service to creation will be cited here. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Assist one another in acts of righteousness and piety. And in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala amongst mankind is the one who is of the greatest benefit to mankind. The most beloved to Allah Ta'ala amongst mankind is the one who is of the greatest benefit to mankind. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.